Gigs and giggers, I am Kirky, your gig mistress, and I have with me, oh yes, I have Venus Doom, the
Hi.
Creator of the Babes from the Crypt, and I have Zira, international dancer, circus artist, model, and choreographer. Hi guys, how are you doing?
Good, great. Thank you.
I've still adapted to this talking out loud thing straight away. Guys, I wanted to bring you on because I personally think you are amazing. I've seen a few bits and bobs that you do, and I think you guys need more recognition. Just before we start, there may be a bit of foul language, probably from me. I'm going to say this is probably going to be a more adult content one. Probably most of my Gigs Up North podcasts are going to be, but let's just go from there. I'm pleased you're both well. Venus, creator of Babes from the Crypt, do you want to tell us a little bit about Babes from the Crypt, just to get started?
So I just wanted to create something with my friends that was showcasing all of our talents in the Northeast, you know, Gorlesque, fire performing, pole dancing, whatever we can do, sideshow, like just show the Northeast what we can do. Like just a group of girls just smashing it.
Yes. Yes.
I just wanted to see where it would go and where it would take us, and like try and like go to other cities and get bookings and just like grow together as a team.
To kind of push each other, which is kind of what we do at Nerdy Up North. Yeah, just kind of all back each other and push it forward. I mean, you're a multi-skilled performer. You do fire, pole, you do burlesque, sideshow, fetish.
Yeah.
Yeah, all those kind of things.
Yeah.
Same for you, Zira. There's probably questions going to go out to both of you. Where did it start? That's what I want to know, because this is something I would not have the confidence to do.
We were talking about this the other day, weren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine started with a Facebook post. Like, well, I guess I've always been into pole dancing, but I always wanted to like do more, like more performance. So like I'd literally put out a post being like, how can I get into fire? How can I get into contortion? Just like really stupid questions. Like I'd obviously have to train for years, but like where do I start? And people were like tagging people, and then like that's how I've met like all of my friends. Like it was just all down to a Facebook post, and I'm like really grateful for like just like jumping on that, and like people suggesting things, and like yeah.
Just from there. And the same for you, Zira?
So I've been dancing for about 22 years, and started taking it professionally, went to uni, and I'm not very flexible and I don't have very many tricks. I just thought I need something to put on the bottom of my CV, if I'm completely honest. And I did a job and I saw a friend doing fire and I thought, oh, I'd like to give that a try. And then like 6 years later doing it, and it's been full time, and yeah, it's meant I've been able to take things freelance and yeah, sort of gone from there. And then it's always, oh, what can I do next? This is strange. I can try that. That's a lot of what we do. Me and Venus will do a lot of like, this looks really odd. Should we try it?
Yeah.
We want a bit of that. Let's try that. That looks fun. Yeah. That's on fire. Give me that. I'll play with that. I have seen some of the things that you do, because obviously I've noticed there's a few things where you've had, obviously, you've got like the swords, you do the staff, which is supposedly notoriously hard. For people who don't know what a fire staff is, it's a long stick. It's like with the two fire poys on the end. My descriptions are not going to be very great. I'm very new to this myself. This is something, a hobby of mine that started in lockdown, and there is absolutely no way I could take it anywhere other than just in my back garden, probably for safety reasons more than anything else. They're supposedly notoriously really hard. Zira, you've got one of them, haven't you?
Yes. I found dragon staff to be something I've swayed to a little bit more. So yes, you've got the staff with the wicks on the end. So the dragon staff has four prongs on each end, and that slows it down, so you can, there's certain tricks you can do with that. But that's something my partner does, and he tried to get me interested in for years. I was like, no, I want to play with fans, but yeah, recently I'm like, oh, I want big fire.
More fire, give me more
fire needed. I mean,
more of it. I think it is sort of so interesting when you see it done, and the same for, I've seen a lot of your sword work Venus, I mean, it's unbelievable. Like, they are literally next to your head when you're doing them. Like, they're there. I mean,
it takes a while to get comfortable.
Because it's hot, obviously, but not only that, you're running the risk of setting yourself on fire if you don't do it right and have the safety precautions. Don't try it at home. I've just explained to the girls what happened when I did try it. This is only just grown back, so don't, guys, don't try that at home.
It happened.
Obviously, does it happen? Wigs, the wigs set on fire.
The singe, we've been talking about this as well, like the hair like melts, doesn't it, and mats together when it's a wig, but when it's your hair, it's like it does go up.
Yeah. When it comes to wigs and stuff like that, so both myself and Venus teach workshops, and we'll always cover the safety elements, what to wear, what not to wear. Because I know we said don't try this at home. If anyone does try it at home, like, slick your hair back and wet it is probably the best thing if you're going to. But yeah, if you're going to wear wigs, there's certain things we kind of advise if you're doing it.
And eyelashes, be careful what eyelashes.
Yeah.
Gone. Poof. Gone. I mean, it is absolutely phenomenal, because this is something, you know, I've seen you do, both of you perform regularly all the time. All the time. This is your career, isn't it, for both of you? You know, this is your professional job. Oh my God, what a job. What a job to have. I mean, for me as an introvert, incredibly terrifying, but what a job, like, to be able to go out and do this and live something that is your, I assume, your passion full time and put yourself into it. Yes.
Really, really
this
fun.
Is what, this is what we're all about, honestly. So you started by putting yourself out there, and the same for you, obviously. Did you just from your dance adding it on to your CV? Contemporary dance, aren't you, Zira?
Yeah, that's what I specialised in. I studied at Middlesex University in London. That's where the focus of contemporary came from.
Amazing. So all the choreography and things, again, both of you. One thing I do want to ask about this, and this is what intrigued me, particularly about the babes. We're obviously nerdy up north. Some of the stuff that you reference in your shows and putting them together, tell me all about where your ideas come from. I want to know about, you know, your influences, the things you love, all the bits that make you tick when you are making your, you know, creations, because obviously putting these shows together yourself. Tell me about that and what babes is. Particularly,
a lot of horror influence, horror movies, burlesque artists. It's like a fusion of like horror and glamour, isn't it? It's like, and like fetish, and like, it's just a fusion of influences. Very much horror movies and anything dark, gothic. Obviously you've done The Ring, haven't you?
Yes.
I've done Jason Voorhees, Michael Myers. It's just sometimes on the nose, but people love it.
I mean, the inspiration can come from anywhere. It can be a song, or it can be a costume concept. So sometimes you might build the act around a costume where you're like, I've got this look in mind, or oh, I can just imagine something happened on this bit, on this chorus, or
yeah.
Sometimes the idea comes first and then you try and build the pieces around
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it starts with something and then everything else just comes to it.
Yeah, definitely.
But I love like a Easter egg or a good reference.
That's what we love. I mean, I'm a big Easter egg person. I'm always looking for stuff, and I think that's one of the things. I know she did like a Sweetie Slashers one that you had like all the...
Yeah.
All the horror references, like you said, Jason Voorhees and things like that, which is just, I mean, it's just incredible, isn't it? I mean, you get a lot of little bits and bobs out there, a lot of bands that put a few bits and bobs in and maybe like the occasional little bit, but you girls are out there doing it in such a way that is, it's just so cool. It is so cool. And that's what you want to be seeing. I think you can have a little bit and it's like, oh, but from what I've seen, I mean, I missed the last Babes from the Crypt show, so I'll be at this one. You know, I'm going to try and bring my husband, which is hilarious because he's really shy and introverted. So that'll be good fun to bring him. You know, and I think a lot of the shows, bits that I have seen you do, you're very yourselves, you bring yourselves to it. Is that important? Do you think that's important that you bring what you love and yourselves to that show?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. If you're doing something to try and please just the crowd, obviously we're not there just like an ego boost. We want to entertain people. But yeah, if it's your own unique idea, or you might be inspired by something, you need to put your own spin on it. It comes through, because if it's a concept you really care about, then you'll happily stay up till 5 a.m. for 2 weeks rhinestoning the costume. If it's something where you're like, oh, not really feeling it, that effort's not going to show in the performance.
Yeah.
You have to be all in.
Mm-hmm. I think people like to see a bit of personality as well. I think sometimes if you forget your choreo as well, you just go a little bit like, fuck it, and then like people like it even more.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, you just do you. Sometimes you just lose yourself in it.
And it becomes personal. So it becomes, instead of just being something that's just, you know, there, it's
heavily
becomes
choreographed. It can be a bit more like, unhinged.
That's cool. And that's what we want. And I think that's live, isn't it? That is gigs. You know, my experience, some of the best gigs I've ever seen have all had a little bit of something that's gone horribly wrong at some point, maybe a backline shot, or, you know, somebody's forgot or dropped a mic or something like that. And it just brings it more real, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And again, when you're wearing a costume on stage, a couple of the bands that I have, you know, seen wear costumes. And that in itself brings in a whole level of extra complications. You know, not only do you have to say, like you said, create that costume, create the design from it and put it together and make sure that, and generally this is yourself doing it, you know, unless you're top tier, you're not going to be paying anybody else to be doing that. It brings in a whole level of sort of extra complications and things like that. That would terrify me. The thought of me potentially wearing something on stage and having a full malfunction or something, I would be absolutely mortified. But people do it and they just go, yeah, it's fine. Like you say, fuck it, it's absolutely fine. Let's just get on with it.
The beauty with babes and burlesque, if there's a costume malfunction, we'll just rip it off.
Yeah.
That's fine.
It's gone.
It's still
on. See you later. Honestly, it's amazing. And obviously, Babes is very, like you said, it's very burlesque. It is very gauresque. And that's nice that's coming back, because for a while back, I mean, I'm, you know, pushing 40 here, if I'm honest with you. For a while, there was a huge scene for burlesque. And particularly in Newcastle, there was a scene for it. And then it sort of went very, very quiet. One of my cousins was a burlesque dancer. And it's sort of the fact that it is sort of coming back in its way that, and the way that you're bringing it into, you know, into light again. I love that. And I love the whole fetish side of it as well, because I think people are almost frightened to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, the second you start mentioning stuff like that, people go, whoa, hang on a minute. And this is where I think there is a big problem. Because I think the second you start putting stuff on social media and you start putting something out there that is that little bit edgy, okay, people start going, that makes me feel uncomfortable. What you're talking about? Why are you doing that? And then you start getting blocks put against you.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something you have experienced, both of you, when you're trying to promote yourselves and build this hard-earned business that you are creating, this passion, this performance? Are you finding you are getting censored in a way that is not really necessary, for want of a better question?
Always. Constantly. Instagram's really bizarre. It'll, like, flag up 4 or 5 videos for like a week or two, and then it'll just go bing, they're fine now.
Mm-hmm. And it's quite scary as well, because like our Instagram is like our portfolio. Obviously we can have websites, but that's the Instagram with the stories and everything. It's a bit more of like an insight, a bit of personality, and you see some performers, their Instagram just disappears, and majority of our work comes through Instagram and word of mouth and that type of thing. So it is scary if you see other performers' pages start getting deleted, and it can be the bare minimum will get flagged. Bare minimum. Like my Instagram bio got flagged.
Yeah, same.
And it was just a list.
Joking.
Yeah, it was just a list of what
we're trying to figure out, like, what words like flagged it, like, was it burlesque, was it, because that's the only fire, like, what word?
The word fire emoji and the neo burlesque have changed the S to a dollar sign. I don't know, but it's going to come to a point where it's just gonna not be readable. It's gonna be like, what's this?
Can't even say what you do, like, you can't even put words in your bio. It's but then next day it was fine.
And it's cleared, and you're back to being able to create, because like you said, it's your showreel. It's all right, you can have websites, but the internet requires, and this was actually something I mentioned in the previous one, social media is so now relied upon for you to, I mean, to get business. I had to start one for the gigs up north because I was just using my own social, which was no good. That wasn't going to work. And it's all about stats and things like that. And for you to be building a business and really not doing anything at all that should be censored, to then start getting this backlash is wrong, basically, as far as I'm concerned. It shouldn't be happening. It's your livelihood. And, you know, when I've got your bios here, because I use them as my research, I mean, You've literally got yours. One of them at the moment is Zero. Yours is international circus artist, model, dancer, and choreographer. And obviously, I know you perform all over the world as well. You're like international. You know, was it Abu Dhabi? I think you performed in recently. And
yeah, it was Abu Dhabi, Germany, and Bahrain.
That's amazing. I haven't been out of the country for ages. Long, long time. Last time I went to Berlin. And the same for you, Venus. You also go all over the place, don't you? Travel and play.
I haven't been international yet, but Ireland's soon. I'm finally going to Ireland, but I'm like tapping into international. Like, I'm nearly. let me go.
If you watch it and you are international, let her in, please. She's amazing.
Like, I'm just trying to tap through that barrier. Like, it's hard, but I think, it's an itch you have to scratch, isn't it, Tony?
Absolutely, yeah. So no, I've described before as how people are broody for kids. I was like broody to perform abroad.
I need a holiday.
Yeah.
Working holiday.
Yeah.
But I think this is it, isn't it? It's that whole, how do you build something like this? How do you put yourself forward and put yourself on the line? Because in a way you have to, you know, you have to put yourself out there extrovertly in order to do this. And, you know, you have to be building this career and promoting yourself constantly. That takes a lot. I'm not natural at doing this. I said in my BBC interview, I said, putting my face on camera is quite scary. It's something I am not used to doing. I don't really like looking at myself. I don't like listening to my voice. It's not something that I would necessarily do. But the industry is going that way. There's the, you know, everything is a podcast. Everything is Instagram based. Everything is face, and that's huge.
You know? I mean, I know we perform, but and I'm very much an extrovert. I'm nervous right now, like just talking like on camera does like freak me out a bit. Because we're so used to being characters and having a persona. Like I'm nervous.
Yeah. I'm terrified. Honestly,
you're making it like very relaxing and comfortable and stuff. But even something you can do for ages, it's something that takes a while to get used to, I think.
You feel the same, Venus? Do you feel nervous? And
like I can't talk on a mic. Like in a show, I won't go on a mic. I don't like public speaking, and like this is another thing like that. Yeah.
And now you're doing this with me. Well, thank you for trusting me and coming on and putting yourself on this, because that means a lot, you know. I think going forward, where society is going, and not just your industry, but the music industry as well, social media is starting to take over big time. And if you're not prepared to put your face out there and challenge yourself, that was my year's New Year's resolution, was to push myself further than I've ever dared. Because if you don't, you're not going to grow.
Yeah.
And being a natural introvert, that's hard. Like, I think I've had about 7 cups of tea this morning just to try and get myself in a sort of place where I can put myself on camera, you know? Do you think it's going to get better? Do you think that Instagram, sort of social media kind of Do you think that's going to get worse, or do you think it's going to get better? Is an honest question.
Probably worse. I mean, I understand why things are put in place, because a lot of kids in the younger generation are going online more, so they want to keep them safe, they want to keep them protected. So, like, I understand where it's coming from, but I think from maybe from like Instagram's business, they're probably thinking it's more damaging to exclude all this new audience to look after the people we've got. So I think that it'll probably get tighter with the restrictions. And I get
it. I think so. I'm a mum. Right. I get it. I try and be really careful what my little boy says. Mm-hmm. That being said, as a mum, it's my duty to kind of educate him in the fact of you don't go on things like that. If you see something you don't like, you tell me and we will make sure that that is blocked, or if something comes up or shouldn't be. I've just seen your tat venus on your elbow. Oh my word. Yes. yes. And that's so important. I think it's a level of education. I watched a video by a band recently, and at the beginning they had to put a disclaimer on it. It's that it had to be edited because it couldn't go out the way that it was originally filmed, because it might be deemed too in your face. I mean, you know, what you girls do is fantastic. What you ladies do is fantastic. Tell me off if I say girls, it's just a force of habit on words. It's fantastic. And you play every weekend, nearly just about, you travel all over the world. And I don't think you are getting the recognition you deserve, because I think people are frightened, if I'm honest. I think people are slightly put off by something that is very powerful. And what you do, particularly, I've seen the floor after one of these. I think you put a photo of the Babes from the Crypt with the Gorlesque show, okay? Mm-hmm. And I think it was covered in fake blood, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think that's amazing. I've worked with bands that have thrown fake blood all over. I once worked with Gwar, and I came back, bearing in mind the colour of my hair, I once came back green, because Gwar chucked green dye all over everybody, including the photo pit, and I had green hair for about 6 months after that.
Oh, wow.
That's a performance. Mm-hmm. Those props, those stage shows. Tell me a little bit about this Babes, the one that's coming up on the 21st of April. Tell me a little bit about, if you can spoiler. If you can't, tell me to go away. Tell me a little bit about what the influences are and what you're kind of aiming for with it. And what do I expect? So my husband gets really disturbed because he'll be like, at the back.
So it's been nearly a year since we started. So it's kind of like the Babes are back. Like, we haven't done a show. It'll have been 4 months. Not three, 4 months. We're kind of did a lot of shows back to back, and then we were like, right, let's have a break, let's like recuperate, like see where we're at, and just it's quiet January to April anyway, so we just thought we'll take some time off, and we're just gonna come back with a bang, like have some extra people, because some people aren't available. Like, this is the thing, not all the girls are always going to be available for every show, so we'll change it up, get like new people in, which is quite exciting. Have Paul, which is different. There's no real strict theme. We've kind of just said do what you want, like, which is quite fun, because I think with the previous ones we've had themes, like the horror theme or the Christmas theme, like it's a bit restricting, so just do what you want and let's just see what happens. And a few acts have already like started to come together, and there's like similarities almost, so it's like everything's fitting together really nicely, and I'm just really excited to see how it's going to turn out. Just letting it do its thing.
Good. See, that's amazing though, because you're letting that freedom, creative freedom, roam, and by maybe not having that sort of theme, you are bringing, and like you said, ironically, it's all working out anyway, because you're probably all of a similar vibe and a similar kind of, you know, thought pattern and stuff. It's like, mm-hmm. when you put a group of friends together, you're all going to tend, it's like if you go to a fancy dress party, someone's always going to turn up in the same costume, aren't they, at some point? Yeah. But it's exciting. Go on.
Sorry, I interrupted you.
No, go on. I'll just talk for England if you don't interrupt us, love. It's fine.
I was just going to say, just to add to what Vina said there. So she's always really open to what our ideas are. And because we have similar interests, that it does still all kind of come under the umbrella mm-hmm. of things. But yeah, she's always pretty open. Like, well, I usually come around and go, I'm thinking this, she'll get a 10-minute voice note, and I'm like, I'll do this, and then I'll do that, and then I'll do this. And I sort of feel out if it's something that's going to work. But Babes has been, like, it absolutely came right place, right time, like, for me personally, because I had some concepts that I'd been wanting to work on for years, but I thought, where is going to... I had some weird stuff that I've kind of done a bit of. It was like a cow thing I'm working on. That might be something later on. But I was thinking, who wants to see that? Where am I going to do it? It's going to be expensive to make. It's really time consuming. It could be a lot of work, and I don't know what to do with it. So when Babes came along, it was that moment of, oh, he's a platform. He's somewhere I can actually do it and share it. And Venus will always organize like photographers or videographers. So then we've got footage, and then we've been able to like take acts and sell them. So it's been like a bit of a godsend for us to have, and just like in a safe environment with friends and other performers, and we'll rehearse together. It's really nurturing, and the audience are just always fab. They're always so into it. They're just game for whatever happens when something elevates in a performance. People are like, yes, yeah, yeah, and they're just so ready for whatever's coming. So yeah, it's been a lesson really, just in terms of performance, because things can feel a bit stagnant. Like it's great to be doing like regular places. Like we want residencies. Like I'm so grateful for them, and they are fun. But if we maybe have to keep things a bit family friendly in case kids come to a venue or work now, it's nice to just go up and just any wild idea we've had, we can just sort of throw up Babes.
Yes.
That's what Babes is for me, I'd probably say.
I think that's what caught my attention about it, to be honest with you, because obviously, like I say, I watch a lot of stuff, and a particular lot of my life is run because I'm watching social media, because I'm usually running between school bits and bobs or whatever. And I think seeing how different it was and how out there in some respects, and how cool, how just cool. And yeah, it's that pleased that you've got that platform. Like Venus, just amazing for, you know, starting it and saying, yeah, let's all do it. Let's throw it and see what happens. Because I think that's needed. I think that's needed. I think there's so much structure and so much, you can't do that. You can't say that. You can't dress like that. You're dressing over the top, you're dressing under. Why are you doing that? It's particularly from my experience as being a female in the industry, you know, where it's like, why aren't you wearing leather pants? You're photographing a band, why aren't you wearing leather pants? And it's like, well, no, because I'm working. Or I'm wearing something nice. Why are you wearing that? You're overdressed. Oh, come on, like, I can't get it quite right. So to have this freedom space where you can kind of go, right, these are my performances, this is a wild performance, and I want to put it out here. And this is my creative freedom, whether it be art, whether it be performance, whether it be music, whether it be just general day-to-day. To have that freedom and support around you to actually do that is so very important. And I think I'm looking forward to the show. I think it's going to be absolutely phenomenal, because I want to see that live. You know, I'm living through a screen so many days of my life to see it actually come together. And I think to have that in Newcastle, and to have that local, and to have both of you and the, because I want to go through the other performers as well. You'll need to tell me who they are, because I saw the video the other day and it just looked incredible lineup. To have that brought to us, how lucky are we? I mean, Nerd Up North, we have people on there that are from America. I know I have people from Sweden. You know, we have people from all over the world. And we've got this on our doorstep. Like, I can get on a metro and go and see it without having to maybe travel to London and pay for a hotel and through the nose. And, you know, I know you were just doing a little bit of Manchester, weren't you, Venus, that I saw with a sort of passion of mine that I particularly want to try is grinding. You had a guitar and a hand cordless grinder.
Yes. Oh. So it's so funny. We'll get these random gigs where we just think, okay, like let's just go and do it. And then you get there and you're like, oh, it's for Conor McGregor's stout beer, and I'm now in the promo footage, and I'm now on an Instagram reel on his profile, and I never knew that that's what the gig was. It's so weird, isn't it? Like, we just get given random jobs, and then you get there and you're like, oh, this is pretty cool.
Oh yes, I'm down for this. I'm gonna look good while doing it, but I'm down for it. How cool is this?
Yeah,
that's pretty sweet though.
Cool opportunities come about, but I think I definitely realized that we get plonked everywhere and we're all friends and we're all talented, so why don't we just all do something together and it can be ours,
mm-hmm.
rather than just doing all these little gigs like individually or even like as pairs. Why don't we just all just build something together? My cat's scratching at the door. I need to let him in.
That's fine, don't worry, go for it, it's absolutely fine. This is why I'm grateful I'm in the house on my own, because
the job itself can be quite lonely sometimes, because you can do stuff where it can range from like a private birthday party in someone's back garden, or it can be in an arena or at a wedding or in a nightclub. And if you're doing it by yourself, especially if you need to travel, if you're driving for quite a few hours, you can get home at like 7 a.m. or something like that. And it can be quite a lonely job. Even though you're surrounded by crowds. There's been like a few New Year's Eves where you're sort of like, you might be sat in a little room with someone you've just met and you're like, Happy New Year. And like, it's a bit of a strange one. So yeah, it's really nice to, when we get a chance to actually do jobs together, it's so refreshing, because thankfully we're all really good friends as well. So it definitely helps, because it can get lonely.
Mm-hmm.
I can imagine. Like you said, you're on the road on your own, you're strangers and things, so to have that again, why it's so important that it's there, and the fact that it's going to bring it to people that might go, I want to give that a go, I want to try that, that looks fun, I think for a lot of people, I hang around with a lot of drag queens as well, the drag scene is a huge thing, and the unbelievable confidence that comes from them people is phenomenal. My friend, the Velvet Snatch, I'll go out and do just about anything now. Fearless, absolutely fearless. Wear anything. And I'm like, if I put a skirt on that's too short, I'm a little bit like, how am I going to show something? Like, what's going off? I think having that support, like you said again, that support, them people to encourage it, and the fact that you can go out there and do these things. That's what happens on the drag scene as well. It's the support, it's the egging on, it's the group together, it's the pushing of it and saying, actually, you can wear that. Look, you look mint. How good do you look wearing that? Look at this costume. And being able to design stuff yourself as well. Do you, Four Babes from the Crypt, do you do your own, I know you put all your own shows together, your designs, do you use the people or do you do them yourself or do you work together, or how does that come together?
For creating the actual act itself.
Act and costumes, both.
Yeah, so the act itself will generally come from it will come from the performer, but then it might be, I need someone to throw blood on me at this point, or I need someone to kill, or I need a plant in the audience or something like that. So we'll usually grab one of the other babes to help out with that.
Mm-hmm.
And costumes, it can be anywhere from buying a finished product that maybe we just add a bit of accessories to, or it might be something that is completely made from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
It totally depends on the act.
There's definitely that input from each other. Like, we'll always share ideas and share like, oh, what do you think about this costume? And then you might buy something and try it on, and one might be like, change this, and you'd be like, oh yeah, that makes it better. Like, it's good to like have that input, that outside input, because when you're in it, like we've said before, when you're in the thick of it, it's hard to see things.
Yes. Yes, we have a friend. Hello, welcome to Gigs Up North. You are more than welcome to stay. Any animals, all about the animals. I saw, obviously, Venus, you were making sort of something that actually I was designing for a party I'm going to, like a skirt, it was like a sort of almost like a chaps like skirt kind of thing.
Like a long panel at the front and then panel around the back, so there's like the slit to the side. Yeah.
Yes.
I was just trying out something. Like, I studied costume design when I was at uni, so I thought I want to get back into making things. So I thought Try and make this skirt. I'm not 100%. I'm going to make a new one, but turned out okay.
Good. No, I liked it. And you were like, please, can I rhine? You know, somebody stop us from rhinestoning. And I'm like, go for it.
Yeah.
Rhinestone it. Rhinestone away.
Just while we're on there, I just happen to have a creation by Venus.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I was in the middle of packing costumes away. So this is one of the bodysuits she made for me. It's like a velvet piece.
Yeah, it's nice colours.
Look at that. And you're saying, I'm just getting back into it. Look at that. Look at it.
It makes some unreal stuff.
So obviously that comes in useful when you're doing, obviously, your shows and stuff. I'll make that costume. I'll put that together. I mean, that in itself is an incredible talent, you know, that one area is an incredible talent, you know, and being able to do it yourself. And like you said, maybe buying something and modifying it and having the creative forethought to do that for the shows. And I know you make a lot of your props. So I happen to have seen you have a bed of nails, Venus.
Yes. So my dad made that for me. Yeah, I was saying for a while I wanted a bed of nails, and my dad was like, yeah, I could do that. And I was chatting to the girls about it, and then it was Gemma Crimson Day who went, why don't you make a coffin shaped? And I went,
oh yes,
I can never think of that. Yeah. So it's so, like I say, it's so good to talk to people about it because it inspires new things. And then you're like, oh, how can I attach fire to it? Like, yeah, so it's yeah. I don't know. I'm saying this, I just lost the train.
We always have good ideas for each other. So I'm I'll work on an act and I'm like, oh, I'm stumped with this. And then you'll go, oh, why don't you do this? You should do that. And I feel like we give each other really good ideas. And then we're like, why didn't we think of that for ourselves?
Why didn't we do it? Why didn't I keep it for myself? That was mine. But that's amazing. I mean, bed of nails bucket list for me is one of those things I've always had on my bucket list to actually try. So that is mental. That is like, when I saw it, I was like, oh my word. And the fact that you made it yourself. And you do, I think both of you do more extreme stuff with the nail in the nose, don't you?
Yeah. Yes, both do.
That's incredible.
He's actually told me to do that once. It's the human blockhead, because I was doing a show. So we both learnt to body staple.
Right.
And I was doing a show, and I probably staple myself anywhere between like 15 to 25 times a night, and I'm a bleeder when I staple. So I shared it on my story, and Venus was like, please learn to do this other one. So Venus had that one first, and herself and one of our friends, Zodiac the magician, were like, okay, right, no, we're gonna show you how to do this.
You won't bleed, it won't hurt as much.
Yeah,
you'll be able to do it a few times a night, and it's got the same impact, and you won't be taking that toll on your body.
But again, lucky that you had that, because if you didn't and you would just continue, I mean, yeah, I can scratch myself and that's it. It looks like chaos. So I assume it's agony, to be perfectly honest with you. Do you get used to that kind of thing? Is it something you adapt to, or?
Yeah, adrenaline definitely helps. Mm-hmm. Probably worth saying as well, we make sure that we do our research before we do any of these things, and like sterilize the staples and stuff like that. So you like, don't try it at home.
Yeah, please don't.
Yeah,
your gig mistress and fairy goth mother says, please don't try any of this at home. Yeah. I'm bringing this to you as a responsible group of adults. Yeah, not that I am a responsible adult, but please don't bring this. You know, please don't try this at home, any of it. Go on, sorry.
Venus. We've got a video. Venus took to the stapling like a lot easier. I'm a wuss. I'm a really big wuss. I'm the only babe without any tattoos as well. Like, I'm an absolute wuss when it comes to pain. So it's a bit wild that I'm doing some of the stuff I am. Yes. Yeah, straight away. Yeah.
The video of you trying to staple yourself for the first time is just, no. Just couldn't do it.
I had to speed it up. It was, I'm sure there's like a 5-minute video of me just not, like, just pulling it away and being too scared. And yeah,
that would be, yeah, no, don't make us do it. No, honestly, I have nothing but respect for you, because I just think what yous do as a whole is just, like I said at the beginning, I don't have the confidence to do this. I don't have the confidence to wear the kind of outfits. I think there's a lot of women out there that wouldn't have the confidence to do it. Again, like I said, there's a lot of, in the drag scene, there's a lot of the drag artists that don't have the confidence initially to do it. I think the babes is an incredibly challenging, amazing thing that you're bringing to it. And do you want to tell me some of the other artists that are involved in this month's, well, the upcoming month's Babe from the Crypt for me, Venus?
Mm-hmm. So we've got Crimson Day, who...
Costume queen.
Yeah, absolutely adore. Yeah. We've got Lola Filth. I don't want to say anything about the actual acts. So
don't. Secret. Yeah.
We've got Lola again. Ruse isn't available, so we haven't got Ruse this time. Obviously, there's us. I'm always like, am I missing someone? Like, obviously, we've got Aurora Knight as the host. And then is it just the two newbies?
Phoenix.
Hmm?
Phoenix. So Anne's Phoenix will do fire.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, like Christy will be on the door. Phoenix. And she'll be doing lighting. I don't think she'll be performing in this one, but she kind of, she wants to. So then I think it's just Kesha and Hannah Lee. So I saw Hannah Lee perform at Body and Paul's Snowcase. I seen her do this act and I was like, oh my God, that is so, so good. So entertaining. And she's like, she was really interested in Babe. So I was like, okay. I knew she wasn't like local. So I thought like, we're going to have to get it up. But then she's not actually from that far. So I was like, come on then. Come on then, we'll have you in the next one. Like, there's that gap since Ruse isn't available. So thought we'll give her a go. Like, I'm really excited. Really, really excited. I think she's going to be really entertaining. I think people are going to really enjoy the act. And then Kesha hasn't done a great deal of performance. She's going to be like a baby babe. But I've been working with her in the studio and I'm really looking forward to like what we've been building together. And I think people are going to really enjoy it.
It's gonna be so good. I think that's the thing. People need to know about it. We want Trillions to be like sold out, rammed, and it usually looks absolutely rammed anyway for the babe shows. But I think the more people that know about what you do and how important it is and how much effort you put in to performing week in, week out, how much effort you put into making these costumes, it's, you know, it needs to be seen. You know, I think, like I said, a gig is a gig, and sometimes people do one maybe every now and again, or they might go and do a full tour and that's it, they have 7-8 months off. I think your industry, you might have a few months where it's quieter, but you know, like Zero said, might be a birthday party in between that, you might be performing here, you might be performing there, and it's not an industry where you can take that break. You know, sometimes you can go, that's it, I'm having to take that break and I'm going to take myself out of it. If you've got performance booked and you get ill on night time, you've still got to go out there and do it. You know, you can't just go, oh, well, I'm just not going to turn up on stage tonight, because it's your livelihood. Mm-hmm. And you're independent. You know, there's agencies out there, which I know some of you talk about your agencies that you work with a lot, and that's fabulous. But at the end of the day, crunch-wise, you're an independent artist. And you have to fund it and work for it and put the time in and the effort and the design and build that network and have those friends around you. I think some of you do, the agencies I've just mentioned. Is there anything particularly you want to talk about those agencies and what you do?
Yeah, so there's some agencies I've worked with for probably about six or seven years. And that was always a really, really good place to start, because sometimes if you come in just as a solo performer straight away, you might not always know what's kind of the right etiquette or the right sort of fees to charge or anything like that, or how you should be looked after on a job and stuff like that. So when you're working for an agency, you get an insight of how things can run. You're working with other performers, so it definitely helps with networking. It takes a lot of the pressure off as well. They usually provide the costume, so that's very, very helpful to start with as well. But I mean, we're established performers now, but we will still work with agencies, like some of the ones that we've worked with for quite a long time, or it's just like a lot of fun, or we know it's safe and trusted, that type of thing.
I think, do you think that's important for someone who's starting out, or do you think this is an industry you could go into on your own and start finding for yourself?
You could do. I would definitely say if anyone is wanting to start out doing stuff on their own, speaking to other performers is always really, really helpful. Even just in terms of like safety, just saying, oh, I'm going to be performing this at this venue. Have you worked there? Like, do you have any advice? Or what anybody tells you, I always take it with a pinch of salt, because I think that's your experience. You might have a great time, I might have a terrible time. You might have had an awful time, and it's the route I need to go down. So it's definitely helpful to check in with other performances and make sure that your fees are right and you're not undercutting anybody. Or you can go in and do it just solo straight away, but it's really helpful to have that support, that network around you as well.
Which again, where babe starts out, you like you say, you're bringing in a bit sort of almost a baby babe, and then obviously you've got that network where you can be sort of, say if somebody came to you and said, I want to try this, you'd be like, right, okay, I suspect from this conversation and how comfortable I feel with you guys, you wouldn't ever sort of go to somebody, no, we're gatekeeping, go away. There's that, you know, that whole kind of, you know, support for everybody, which is again so vital, especially when it's an independent industry. You know, the whole reason I started this podcast is because I saw how many bands, performers, stage artists, showgirls, drag queens are having to fight the industries and trying to fight to get where they are, and fight social media and fight, you know, stigma and things like that, just to try and be and do what they want, you know? And I think that is so vitally important nowadays. You know, you should do what makes you happy. You know, like you're doing what you love. And I saw a post the other night, I think it was actually you, Venus, and it was like, we could have been creating art and doing things we love and, you know, making music and performances and things like that, but instead we're all stuck trying to grind in 9 to 5 and fighting, you know, for what little we can get hold of creative-wise.
And paying taxes, yeah.
Yeah, paying taxes, basically, long and short of it, whereas why shouldn't we be doing what we love and why shouldn't we be fighting it? Why should we have to get the proper job that doesn't satisfy us and, you know, doesn't let us, you know, express who we are?
Why does life happen?
Honestly, I am really excited. Babes is coming up. It's 21st of April. I've said it's a Trillion Rock Bar. What's next when it comes for both of you? What's next after that? What are you planning? What have you got going on? So that, you know, I want you guys to be so successful, and I want to see more, and I want to be watching it, and I want to be stood there with my little handmade fire fans, trying to practice, no fire, I promise, I won't be that behave, trying to, you know, to inspire somebody, you know, for you to inspire other people and get excited about this sort of stuff as I am. What's next for you?
Let's get the calendar up and see what we've got booked in.
Yeah. We both do a lot of workshops. So I've got some fire workshops coming up. So I have a workshop called Vixen Sticks. So that is first and foremost teaching everybody fire safety, teaching them like sort of what clothing is safe. If you want to practice somewhere, the correct authorities you need to alert, stuff like that. Fees, making sure you're being paid fairly, not undercutting, all that type of thing. Teaching how to body burn, fire eat. And then I found because I've been teaching these for about 5 years, I found people have a great time and they'll practice what they've learned, but they might come to me or come to a workshop later on and say, oh, I've not actually done anything since, I didn't really know what to do. So I've developed a workshop where they learn a routine with the fire sticks. So it's a movement/dance routine with them. So they've got something to develop on and they can play around with their own style. Just so they can develop it further and see where they take it. I've got different workshops about how to build an act. So what that involves, where you are going to take your inspiration from, editing music, if the audience are observing it or if they're actually going to be involved, your reason why, because it's really cool to put something just because it looks good, and sometimes that can be enough. But I find when I do my own acts, if I have a reason why there's fire I have a reason why I'm going to do this cool trick. It just kind of solidifies things a bit better. So they're the workshops I've got coming up.
Amazing. Do you have the dates for them that you want to share? Or
do I have one this Sunday, 3 p.m. till 6 p.m. at Dance Jam in Sunderland, and then I'm running the workshops again in April, Sunday the 28th. So that'll be the week after Babes, and that is 12 till 3. Now, I've got some others dotted about the country, but I'm getting dates confirmed for them soon.
That's going to be hard to book as well, trying to fit things in all over the country around obviously your gigs and things like that. That's just skill in itself, trying to keep all that booking.
I'm sure Venus will agree. I think the actual performance side of things is about 40% of what we do. The rest right. is the travel and the admin and the marketing and the meetings with clients. Yeah, it's all that other stuff.
And the emails and talking to podcasters who don't know what they're doing and no, things like that.
Yeah,
it's true though. It's this whole kind of thing of you speak to any of the bands as well, independent bands, they'll turn out and they'll go, I have spent the whole day doing emails and social media and press bits and all of that, and it's the industry itself, that is gigs in itself. Yeah. Anything that's self-promoted, you're there sitting on Instagram going, I think there's a little thing I just put on the Gigs Up North Instagram, I was like, I'm filming today, who? And it's like, why have I done that? But yourself, Venus, anything coming up for you, anything that you want to, because obviously this is just fabulous and I'm interested in everything that's going on. I'm so excited.
I've got some dates floating around, nothing's set in stone, but like everything can be found on my website when I put them up, like officially. Potentially on the 4th of May I might be doing a workshop in Manchester. I'm just feeling out like, what's the word? Hang on, just a second. like the interest, like I need to like put the feelers out and like see how many people are going to book on and stuff like that. So potentially the 4th of May for Manchester. Potentially the 16th of May, Purple Peacock in Newcastle. They might be letting me use the space. This is a hard one. So finding a space to do a workshop, nightmare. We can perform in clubs, they'll have us come in and do fire, but if you want to teach people, oh no. So it's just hard finding a space to do it. So potentially Purple Peacock on the 16th of May. That's a Thursday. It's a random day, but yeah, we'll see. It's hard. It's really hard finding like dates and venues. I've also got a Gorlesque workshop that I do. I've done it in Sunderland last month. I'm just trying to get the date set for that, so potentially May for that as well.
So there's some stuff coming up, and this is a good starting point for anybody who is interested, who might want to give it a go and sort of say, right, these are courses that are accessible by people who perform, by people who are passionate, who are independent, and you know, that's a really good opportunity. If you see what I will do at the bottom of this, I'll put all the links to everything anyway. I think this will go out and miss your first class zero, unfortunately, but obviously you've got the one in April. But the, you know, if you're interested, you know, check out everything, check out the Babes, check out these courses, check out the girls and their Instagrams and everything that they do, because it's fascinating. And it's an experience as a woman myself to sort of see the potential that, you know, if I just had that bit more confidence, could I maybe be that? Could I have have that confidence to look like that and to do that? And you know, again, you're going to get all the fire safety element and things like that. Don't do what I did. Don't be an idiot and try and do it yourself in the garden. Or like you said, if we do, you know, make sure you're safe, but no, just don't. From me, just don't. So we've got obviously the Babes coming up, you've got your things, your own bits. Anything international coming up at all, or?
Potentially, yeah. We are waiting to hear back in the next couple of days about something we're going to do together.
Yeah.
If you see any courses or where these girls ask for anything, you know, interest in anything, make sure you're responding if you are interested, because you can't book a course and hire a venue and put all that money into it, because you're paying for it yourself, you're funding it yourself, if nobody's going to turn up, because the second you do that, you're out of pocket. So, you know, make sure if you are responding genuine about going, and secondly, that, you know, if you are engaging as well, and, you know, bigging up on Instagram, liking posts, you know, looking at the videos, sharing them and going, look at the amazing things that's happening. Look at all this fabulous stuff. And again, you know, we might have a load of followers, you know, not in the Northeast, but Northeast wise, how lucky are we? How really lucky are we? Is there anything you want to mention that I probably haven't talked at you about? Is there anything you want to go through, or?
It's totally possible, like, if people want to do it, I think that's important. Like, if you're interested, you can do it. Like, I learned fire, like I say, putting up a Facebook post, having someone get tagged, and then going to a workshop, and then I can eat fire, and I can do vapor tricks. Like, it's...
Doing sick.
Yeah, it's like, you can just go out and do it.
Yeah, it is all possible. It's just reaching out to people.
Mm-hmm.
And as well, I think this job has definitely helped with confidence. But I'm way more confident on stage than I am, I'd say, day to day. So when you'd said, like, if you go out and you're like, oh, is this skirt a bit short? I would think that if I'm just walking around the street as myself. But if I'm on a job and I'm in a bikini and like half a skirt, and I need to pop to a sandwich shop and get something, if I'm in full costume, I'd walk in and I don't mind. But if my top was a bit low day to day, I'd probably pull it. Yeah, it's a persona. It's a different thing. So I know a lot of people have said to myself before, and it's probably said to some of the other girls, of like, I just wouldn't have the confidence to do that. Like, that's scary. Like, it looks like it comes naturally, but there's some jobs where sometimes all you can think about is like what you're wearing, or are people enjoying it, and you can definitely get into your head. I've never felt that way at Babes, because I think it's a place where people are coming specifically to watch a performance. It's not they're coming to an event and there happens to be performers. People are coming for that, so, you know, they're coming open-minded and excited. But it can look completely polished and confident, but it doesn't always feel that way, and it's still something that you have to train to do and push yourself and progress for. So my point being, I know I'm waffling a bit, I wouldn't want people to be put off giving something a go because someone looks super confident and they couldn't do that, because a lot of the time the confidence has been faked.
Yeah, because it is a front. And never apologise for waffling. I am the queen of waffle, you know. There's that stage bravado, isn't it? A lot of people who make it as, you know, a frontman or as performer are not naturally that kind of way inclined. You know, they wouldn't necessarily choose sometimes to put themselves in that position. It just so naturally happens that that's actually where they need to be in order to do what they want to do. Mm-hmm. As the last thing, and this is something I dump on everybody, and it's a bit of a shock sometimes, and I know when I dropped that, did it to Kai, was a little bit like, is there anything you want to ask me? While you've got somebody you can ask, is there anything at all with an open, honest answer you want to ask me?
Would you, so I know you said you want to have a go of fire and bed nails and stuff like that. Is you performing maybe a burlesque performance or something like that? Is that like on your bucket list? Have you got anything else on your bucket list you'd want to do?
The fire thing is absolutely, bed and nails or fire is bucket list entirely. Yeah. Is this what I think it is? Is this an upfront sort of give it a go?
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna ask about the fire. Yeah.
Okay.
What did you do? Like, what would you do it again? Would you want to do more?
Yeah. Yeah. I would absolutely. Yeah. Fuck yes, actually. But I'm a little bit shocked, and now I'm a little bit like, oh no. What have I done?
I think you should do it.
would you ever, is it something you want to do, say like, oh, I've given it a go, or just as a hobby thing, or is it something you'd want to perform eventually?
I live my life very much as what happens, happens. So I find something that I find interesting and I will enjoy it and I will appreciate it and I will try it. And if it works and if it feels good and it clicks, and then it would, you know, maybe then it would be like, well, I'll give it a go. Same for the poi. So I bought myself a set of poi during lockdown, and I spent the whole summer in the garden swinging poi. like they were in the next door's garden, they were over the fence, they were on the roof, my husband was demented, the light switch was down. Yeah, it was just chaos. But, you know, I got quite good at it and I quite like it. And I was at a show with the Velvet Snatch. And it was an outdoor event and there was some poi there and I ended up spinning them in front of a band. And I was like, what am I doing? I was in the middle of it. I was like, no, what am I doing? I'm in front of people. There's people watching us. It wasn't meant to happen. I was just playing. So maybe if it was something I enjoyed, it would be something I would then say, maybe I might do a little bit of it. So yes, I will, in the safest way possible, give it a go.
Yes. Well, I will bring some poi to the workshop on Sunday. So you can have
yes. 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 Yes, Zira. Let's do it. Thank you. That would be amazing. Oh, my word. I'm embarrassed now. Calm down.
I will say as well, to be fair, Poi Venus is definitely a lot more, has more like more movement vocabulary, is a bit more like fluid with Poi.
Amazing. That's your thing. That's you.
Yeah, they started out as a hate and now they're a love. So it's one of those props. They've got a mind of their own, haven't they?
Mm. If it makes you feel better, like actually on a gig, I was performing with Fire Poi and I set my head on fire. I mean, it was fine because of that, I had all the safety stuff there prepared, put it out, it was fine, continued. But yeah, Poi is the devil.
Yeah.
It is, as my husband would attest to. Well, thank you so much for your time and that gauntlet you've thrown me, and now I'm going to be panicking for forever. Honestly, I wish you all the success. I am excited for Babes. Anybody who's watching, please support them. Please like the photos, look at everything. You know, if you can get the Babes, get the Babes. It's going to be amazing. And just, you know, have that understanding of the performance, the level of performance, the level of what goes into these. You know, even if you're just out in, say, Pitching Piano or Purple Peacock, or you're in some other part of the country where you have a performer, you know, take the respect for what they do and what goes into it and just how hard it works. You know, the work that goes into it, and phenomenal. Thank you for taking the time to come and speak to us, and, you know, for being on this, you know, Gigs Up North, because it means a lot. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, I've had a really good time.
Good, I'm pleased. Even though I'm still terrified. That is us from Gigs Up North. Obviously, like I said, all links will be, you know, above or below, whichever it is on YouTube, because I am about as technological as a dinosaur. And thank you for having and watching us. If you behave, be cool to each other. And if you can't behave, don't get caught. All right. Over and out. Gigs Up North.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.